Big Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. President Ijilema says he was never afraid of losing popularity over IMF engagement. 20 new cholera cases recorded countrywide in the last 24 hours. And in Global News, Hong Kong court jails media tycoon and British citizen Jimmy Lai for 20 years. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. President Hakainde Hichilema says he was never afraid of being unpopular with voters when engaging the International Monetary Fund, IMF, to support Zambian programs. Speaking at the ongoing mining Indaba in Cape Town, South Africa this morning, President Hichilema emphasized that Africa must change the narrative of relying on IMF-constructed programs. With Zambia's 38-month IMF program completed and six reviews passed, President Ijilema says there is need for a growth-supporting program, particularly for the mining sector. He has called for country-led initiatives, saying it has to be the other way round, where countries construct programs and ask the IMF to support such programs.
This president has never shied away from the risk of being unpopular with the voters, which means that this is the Zambia problem with the IMF, not the IMF problem. And we maintain that direction and make the IMF understand. We have a 38-month program. December, we concluded that program, executed, and we have all the reviews in that 38-month program. As it shows, my friends, all you through that.
And President Ijilema also highlighted Zambia's aim to achieve 1 million metric tons of copper production this year and urged African countries to get organized, stating that only Africans can accelerate their own growth agenda.
We have started at 2 to 1 million tons. No question. Of course, not only. We're not talking about copper, we're not talking about manganese, we're not talking about nickel, we're not talking about India, we're not talking about any of them, just copper. So, that is what is happening. What the agenda is, restricted triple copper production, 6 million tons, scale by tradition, talked about it already, beneficiation, one line, project, S3 smelter, that is $2 million to do more money. Africa should not continue exporting raw materials as the main business. Manfred has said, we've been exporting raw materials for this.
Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has disclosed that the country has in the last 24 hours recorded 20 new cholera cases. Addressing the media this morning on the cholera situation in the country, Dr. Muchima says the new cases recorded were reported from Lusaka, Mpulungu, Nakonde and Yoma districts, with no deaths recorded during the same period. The health minister says cumulatively, the country has now recorded 861 cholera cases and 16 deaths since the outbreak in Mpulungu district in August last year. He notes that the outbreak has so far affected 20 districts across 8 provinces, with Northern Province remaining the epicenter. Dr. Muchima says the Ministry of Health, working with cooperating partners, has strengthened surveillance, community engagement, and support to frontline health workers. Turkey has highlighted the ongoing oral cholera vaccination campaign in Chainda, where most of the targeted population has already received two doses, with a third dose scheduled for mid-February to ensure maximum protection.
As of 3rd February 2026, the country has recorded a cumulative total of 861 cholera cases and 16 deaths. 7 deaths occurred in health facilities and 9 in community, underscoring the continued importance of early symptoms, cognition and prompt care seeking. Fellow citizens, the cholera outbreak has evolved over time and across geography. Northern province, particularly in Kurumu district, remains the center.
Over 600 residents of Munkulungwe area in Ndola's Bwanamkubwa constituency have accused Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa of harassment over a disputed piece of land they claim to legally own. The residents say they have documented consent allowing them to occupy the over 130 hectares, but that the district commissioner recently visited the area with armed police officers and instructed them to vacate the land. The residents have told Phoenix News that the land dispute dates back 4 years, involving previous owners, First Quantum Minerals, FQM, and Shawi Fawaz, who allegedly agreed to allocate the residents an alternative piece of land. The residents have accused Ms. Njekwa of attempting to take over the land for personal gain.
Banjekwa baitana bakapokola na bakanso abene ati na balanzi baiso kweba divyonze fyo imwe ba mipele kuno koti ya pingwire ya chabe chabe nomba banjekwa amaka bakwese aya kuchira pa koti maka nshi.
Our main concern is the coming of the Ndola District Commissioner to Katondo, where she came to tell people that she has received new orders concerning the land issues that have been going on here. She has received new orders from the Republican President saying that Fionse Filipuno should be cancelled. Fionse Fabakoti Bapinguire.
Really, as to Akwata Puno, Patriara to work as a Mukwai Ukutari San. And to Tuari Muido Kumafi. 2021, Bakabakaranda, Avaranda Mariashi, Wana Ukoti.
But Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa has defended her involvement in the ongoing land dispute, stating that she has authority to intervene in land administration matters driven by concern that government may have an interest in the disputed land following a land gift from FQM. Ms. Njekwa tells Phoenix News that no further developments should take place on the said piece of land until clarity is obtained on which portion belongs to government and which to the residents.
The community should just hold on. They should not just take their law into their hands. They just have to give us a bit of time, because I'm government, I'm head of government in the district. So I have to know which land belongs to government and which land was given to the community. So even the land which belongs to government, I'm sure at some point, because it has to be planned. Yeah, it has to be planned and developed. Yeah, so there's nothing really to rush. Yeah, let them be patient until we finish the investigation. So Minister of Lands has got the right to move to the ground, because they are in charge of land. And also the agent, which is the local authority. So, and I'm head of government in the district so far. So I've got interest. If FQM gifted government, so I've got interest in that land for government.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning in January 2026 released 23.2 billion kwacha to enhance public service delivery and sustain the implementation of priority national programs. The funds were directed towards supporting the public service wage bill, servicing domestic and external debt, dismantling arrears, meeting statutory and social transfers, financing day-to-day government operations, and supporting capital expenditure needed to keep priority programs and infrastructure projects on course. Of the total amount released, 4.9 billion kwacha was spent on the public service wage bill, while 7.4 billion kwacha went toward domestic and external debt service and the clearance of arrears. According to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary